Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is retired Wichita advertising executive Al Higdon. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good to be here.
Good to have you with us. Over 19 years of doing this show, I have occasionally brought in guests who work in media, radio, television, and print. Today, we want to talk about an aspect of media that we haven't talked about on the Issues show before. It's advertising, and I consider today's guest an expert. Al Higdon is co-founder of an agency that has been prominent locally for decades and has gotten some national attention as well, Sullivan, Higdon, and Sink. You recently retired from the firm. Is that right, Al?
Well, if 20 years ago is recent, that is a true fact.
I thought it was 20 days ago.
That's right.
You've been out that long, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. Tell us how you made that, how you came to that decision. Some of us, you know, who are younger than you may have to have that decision someday.
Well, first, I admire you guys who work beyond the age of my retirement, but that had sort of been my game plan since my late 40s, to be off and doing something else when I was 60. So I hit that in 1996, and I left at the end of that year, and spent about the next 10 years at Wichita State pro bono, teaching a couple of graduate courses and mentoring students and faculty and helping them raise funds for technology and so forth.
So you've stayed busy.
I moved to something else in my life. That's right.
And I looked at it and thought, well, this guy's, you know, he's pretty young. He's probably in his late 50s when I saw him. And I thought, hey, we can talk to him about retirement a little bit. So you're still staying busy then, doing something, right?
I'm as busy as I want to be. And most of my days are much more controlled by my schedule now instead of somebody else's. And that's pretty nice.
That's kind of the interesting part, isn't it? Somebody told me retirement is like every day Saturday or something.
That's right.
Is that right, Al?
Well, I had a friend who once told me when I retired that the thing he missed most in his retirement were his weekends.
Right there, all weekend. Tell us about you, if you can remember this far back. Tell us about your life before Sullivan, Higdon, and Sink. I'm curious about that.
You bet. Well, I really started my career per se with at that time Beech Aircraft in 1961. I worked there for 4 years in public relations and moved at that time in 1964 to this fledgling firm that a guy named Bill Lear brought to town called Learjet. I joined Bill in 1964 and worked there as an employee until 1971 in public relations, and then moved on with a longtime friend, Wendell Sullivan, and we started the firm of, at that time, Sullivan Higdon, which 8 years later became SHS, Sullivan Higdon and Sink.
See, I knew there was some sort of Learjet connection, but I didn't know what it was until now, specifically. But what did you... Can you talk about before that? Do you want to tell us about your childhood and your adolescence? Sure. Where are you from, Al?
I'm a native of Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
I grew up there in 1951. My dad was offered and took a job at Beach Aircraft. At that time, I thought Beach must have had an A in it. There must have been a lot of sand around. I couldn't figure out why we were coming to this place to build airplanes. But we came down here. I was a sophomore in high school at East High. There, 2 years later, I met my wonderful wife, Judy. We were both seniors and running the school newspaper, The Messenger. And so we met in journalism class. After that, I went 2 years to Wichita State, although it was Wichita University at that time, before the state system. I finished 2 years, a business degree at KU. I worked a year in St. Louis for a small public relations firm and decided I needed more writing experience. So I did come back. Judy and I were married at that time, came back to Wichita, got a second degree in journalism from Wichita State University at that point, and was offered and took a job at Beach Aircraft on my graduation.
Sounds like you hit all the buttons, did the right things there. Took a while, didn't it?
Well, it did. I had a very, very lucky career being in the right place to, at the right time on several instances.
Tell us a little bit about this firm, Sullivan, Higdon, and Sink. And can you get a little bit, it's early days, how it got started. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, as I mentioned, Wendell Sullivan and I met at Beach Aircraft. Our desks were like 3 feet apart for 4 years. He was 4 years my senior. Great guy, tall, lanky, smart, funny guy. And we always thought we would form our own agency. Either the time was not exactly right for him or me over a period of a few years. Then in early 71, we had lunch at a West Side bistro and decided let's give it a shot. So we gave ourselves 6 months to determine whether we were going to pull the trigger or not on starting our own agency. And in less than probably 2 months, we knew it was a go. And we opened the doors in July of 1971.
Where were you located?
Our first office was on 200 South Hillside, where we leased some space from the, at that time, Schaefer, Shermer, and Eflin architects, right. And now Schaefer, Johnson, Cox, and Fry. They had a little bit extra room. We leased three offices from them, and that was our start. We were there for 2.5 years. We outgrew that office about the time they needed their space back because they were also growing. And we went into a brand-new building at 315 South Ellis, just south of McCormick Armstrong Printing Company. And we co-shared that space with Pizza Hut, who had a test kitchen adjoining us. And the benefit of that was several times a week, about 10, 10:30 in the morning, they would bring over to us to test their new Pizza Hut recipes.
Sounds like a good
So although Pizza Hut pizza is not what you often have in the morning time, we were downing pizza fairly frequently. And we were at that address until we moved to Old Town in 1986. We were one of the first companies to locate in Old Town at 801 East Douglas, next door to the former Wichita Eagle building.
So, Al, are you considered a founder of the firm then?
Yes, there were two of us. Wendell Sullivan and I started the business, and then Vaughn Sink, who I had known at Wichita University, and also we were both together in the Kansas Air National Guard, Vaughn and I, he joined us in 1972. As an experienced advertising guy, and in 1979, he was made a full partner, and there were the three of us, and regrettably, Wendell Sullivan died in 1990, Vaughn and I ran the firm until my departure in 96, and Vaughn retired the following year.
Al, when you talk to people, you say, how many years would you say you spent in advertising as a business? Or
well, between advertising and public relations, 38 years.
Okay, good long time. Okay, so you got together with these guys. What did you bring? What was your area of expertise? Public relations, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
My background was PR. Wendell Sullivan's was advertising. So what we thought we were concepting locally in Wichita at that time was one firm that had offered both advertising and PR. There were excellent advertising agencies at that juncture. There were a couple of good PR practitioners, but it wasn't really blended and melded together as we hoped to bring that expertise.
Well, let's begin, if we can, with some basics here. So What do you perceive as advertising and advertising agency's role in the media? What is your role?
Well, our role is to bring the product or the service of our client in front of their audience, a consumer or business audience, and we often do that through the media. When I was in the business, it was quite easy. There were newspapers, radio stations, television stations, and that was about it. Now, with the internet having taken over, I can't even begin to understand how many different ways you can fragment your audiences and reach them with very specific messages.
I guess that's a challenge, huh?
It would be to these guys, and that's one reason I decided to get the heck out of the way, because I feel if you're not able or willing to stay ahead of technology, which you owe to not only your clients but also to your colleagues, you better get the heck out of the way. And so I was very happy to do that and move on to some other things. And I'm so proud and pleased with what my old firm is doing now. They're brilliant young people.
When you talk about public relations, you find a client, and who are you looking for as a client? What kind of help can you give to people?
Well, it's a matter of most of them that we worked with were companies, were corporations, and they had a need to protect and enhance their brand for their audience. And so it was our role to counsel them in terms of, A, doing the right things for the right reasons. People think you can do all sorts of dastardly deeds and get over them with good PR. That's not the case. If you're not doing things properly and correctly, all the PR in the world is not going to bring the attention favorably that you want it to bring. So our job in many respects was to counsel the clients to understand their role in their community was to do good things, deliver good products, and it was our job to talk about their delivery of those services.
Did you get in some of those situations that some of my friends have been in that you've got a firm and they've done something bad and you have to come in and try to do the best to tell the story another way, or at least to get an equal shot at it?
Oh, sure, yeah. And there are times when you walk away from a situation. If you have a client that doesn't listen to your counsel, then you say this is not a relationship that we care to endure. But that has not been the case hardly ever with us. We've had wonderful clients.
What are some of the bigger campaigns you've been involved with over the years? Can you rattle off a couple off the
top of
your head?
Well, yeah, I will. A couple in aviation, perhaps, to begin with. That was where we largely set our mark and had some great clients in aviation. But I mentioned I was an employee of Learjet for about 12 years. After that, they were a client of ours for the next 15, and we handled all of their public relations and their advertising. And the Learjet, by the late 1970s, had gotten a reputation of being a nice little airplane. Individuals owned them and small companies and so forth. But we didn't really have the gravitas to be recognized that some very large, successful, leading companies were also flying Learjets. So we looked at the owner list and found some amazing owners of Learjets, well-known household names. Goodyear was one, and for Goodyear and their airplane, we worked it out with them, and they were very cooperative. We took a Learjet into Florida, put it on a ramp, and they brought their blimp over and flew it just above the Learjet. And the headline of that ad was, "When Goodyear flies, they don't always take the blimp." And there was another.
That's good. Another, I like that one. Go ahead.
Another client, yeah. Which had a lot of household awareness, was the Black & Decker Tool Company. And for that particular ad, we took a muscle shot, we call it, of the Learjet taking off right in front of the camera, coming right at you. And the headline was, Black & Decker's 540-mile-per-hour power tool.
Wow.
And that seemed to work pretty well.
Al, these kind of campaigns, of course, locally, we may never have seen these. A lot
right.
of this stuff
yeah.
you did for a specific audience out there somewhere else.
That's
right?
true. We did a lot of work nationally and internationally. We did not get much exposure in Wichita because right. the relatively small audience for those products and services in Wichita. But they were known around the world, and unfortunately, they weren't that well known here. A non-aviation example I'm kind of thinking now. On this one, I talked to our Joe Norris, our longtime great creative director, who, after I left, became a managing director of the firm, because Joe spearheaded a number of these projects. The Coleman Company here in town was a great client of ours. And we knew the products were tough. We knew they were durable. But just running a TV spot saying Coleman products are tough and durable didn't have the credibility, perhaps, as if we could find customers, users of the products, who said that for them.
Yeah.
So Coleman had a treasure trove of letters and notes that they had received over the years from their customers extolling the products that Coleman built right here in Wichita. So we went through those letters and found some great examples. But we were only halfway there, having found the examples. We had to go out and interview the people to make sure they would come off well on camera, as you well know,
yeah.
In a television spot.
Sure.
And two that I can remember very vividly. One was a fellow in Florida who was fishing off the coast of Florida and caught on his line a Coleman lantern. Brought it up out of the water. It was old and rusty and whatever.
Wow.
He took it home. He cleaned it up. He put the wicks in it, fired it up, and it worked perfectly.
Wow.
After all those years, after all that abuse of being underwater. So tell me about the product being tough. Another one, a fellow in the Pacific Northwest loaded up his Coleman cooler with fish and froze it with ice. Was driving down toward Florida when his car caught fire. And he got out safely, but the car was consumed in fire. He went back 2 days later. There the burnt ashes were of his former car. And there was the cooler sitting on the seat. Opened the cooler up, and the shrimp were still in there, and the ice was still cold.
How about
And that proves to me and us that the Coleman products can take it.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is retired Wichita advertising executive Al Higdon. Al, I want to get it's kind of a serious question here for a second. You know, you talked about some companies, Coleman and there's others. Their headquarters, they started here. They had great success here, and they left. We're in a position now, talk about that. Are we going to find some new people to start new things in Wichita? I know you've thought about it a little bit.
Well, we have to. Yeah, for about a year, a few years ago, I was the interim director of the Greater Wichita Economic Development Coalition, whose job it is to attract and retain businesses. So that's been a long-term interest of mine. Yeah, and I think we're doing it the right way, Steve. In these incubator companies that are starting up, the technology mentorship that's going on in Wichita, what's happening at the Innovation Campus at Wichita State under Dr. John Bardo, the president. I think these are the answers, because the old days of us competing with somebody else to get a car manufacturer to come to Wichita or something like that, probably not going to happen. So we've got to grow our own, not only for our employment, but just for our own community pride. And I think we're going to get there with that.
You know, my wife recently got hooked on Mad Men, which is a very popular TV series. How accurate was it? I mean, I saw some of the ideas they were doing. I said, yeah, that's pretty accurate, but what about the rest of it?
Mad Men was, I think, on for 7 years. I know there were 93 episodes because I taped them all. And that's a sad story in its own right, right? But I think the series was incredibly accurate. I was just a pup at that time. This takes place, as you may remember, in the early 1960s in New York. But the fact they're able to bring in current events, and they actually had actual products, the Braniff and Lucky Strike cigarettes and Campbell's soup and so forth. The creator of the show, Wiener, I can't remember his first name right now, apparently never worked in advertising, but he researched that, and the way advertising agencies make their pitches for new clients, some of the interactions that happen with clients and agencies, very accurate. I can't speak to the three martini lunches and other things that they seem to have going on at that point, but in terms of how an advertising agency runs, it was spot on.
Tell us about there was a Wichita connection to the Mad Men, was there not?
The last few episodes of Mad Men had to do with one of their bright young stars leaving the advertising agency business. he was attracted by a mutual friend to go to work for this little company out in Kansas that was making small jets, and he ended up. Pete Campbell was the actor's name on camera. He ended up. He and his family, wife and child, were flown in a Learjet on camera to Wichita, Kansas, to him to begin that new job. But the trappings of that incident, they talked accurately about the agency that Learjet had at that time. It was the agency that they had. So they really did their research. And I, as a watcher, a viewer of that program, I had no clue this was coming. And on that last episode, when that Learjet was on the ramp ready to go, my jaw dropped. I was so proud.
Well, so I wonder how they heard about all this then.
I don't know.
A lot of research then. Huh?
I don't know, yeah.
What's it, Timmy, and this is a basic, what's the difference between advertising and marketing? Or is there a difference?
Well, yeah, sure. Advertising is a function of marketing. Marketing is everything from pricing to distribution, and advertising is a part of that. Marketing is a much broader perspective than is advertising.
Tell us about the idea part of ad agencies, the creatives, the people who constantly look for new ways to tell a client's story, and some of them seem a little strange, a little unusual.
My hat is off to those people because I am not one of them. I was more of a business guy, PR guy, had some ideas going, but... our great strength at SHS was to hire people much smarter than we were and just let them have their head. But it was so gratifying to be able to turn over a client project or problem to them, give them some directions on parameters and guidelines, and just look back in the next couple, 3 days to a week to what they could do. And God bless them, because they made us look better than we were.
Now, did local agencies suffer during the troubled economic times after 9/11 and 2008, the recession? I know that in our business we had some problems.
They did. I was gone at that time as an on-site ad guy, but yeah, they did. Clients to mount an aggressive marketing and advertising campaign. Clients have to have two things going for them. They need to be profitable, and they need to have confidence in the future. Absent one or both of those, they're going to pull back for a while and wait and see. And that, and I know that's what happened after 2008.
Okay. What do you say to young people who may be considering a career in advertising, marketing, public relations, the whole career there?
Yeah, well, at my age, I still get asked that question by young people, and sure. I tell them, this is the way it was when I was doing it, but if you want to talk to somebody on the cutting edge now, I'll give you a couple of other names. But I think it's not going to be possible to get away from, you must be an excellent communicator, both in the written word and the spoken word. In the written word, you've got to be able to handle assignments very quickly. I know in school you may be given a week or 2 weeks to get a project done. You may show up at 8 a.m. in the morning and have to have something ready by noon. And you know that, Steve, in your business. So you've got to be able to think very quickly and write very quickly and write well while you're doing it.
Yeah, and these young people are coming. They're so technically sharp.
Oh,
but you wonder, what about that creative aspect, multitasking, all that other stuff?
Oh, that it's just amazing what they're doing. As I mentioned, I was at Wichita State for almost 10 years after SHS, and they have a program there that blends all of advertising, news writing, internet use, and so forth, and they're becoming skilled at all of those disciplines. And I think the generalist approach to the field is much more prevalent now than it was when I was more active.
Tell me one person who you can define as the craziest, wildest, weirdest, funnest person you ever worked with. Is there one?
Well, he'll kill me after I mention his name, but that would be Greg Hobson.
You may or may not,
Greg. I thought you might.
I've worked with Greg Hobson.
Greg joined us in the late 80s, and he was coming off some wild times in his life, but he was always been a great, great inspiration to others. But Greg can come up with wonderful ideas on the spot, and We've had many, many great creative people, but if you want somebody on the fun and games edge, Greg would come to mind.
That's very strange. We're at almost the end of this interview, and you're somebody that I worked with, and I think he helped me win like the only three Addy Awards I ever won.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he'd be for some creative ideas. Greg Hobson, terrific.
Greg's still doing great work here in Wichita.
So how important is it in the advertising and PR business to have fun at work, Hal?
I think any job, you've got to have a passion for the work, and you've got to enjoy getting up in the morning because you know you're going to have a good time when you're there. Not every day is a great day, but on balance, you've got to say, I love this job, I love the people I'm around, I love the people I work with, and I'm a lucky person.
And it sounds like, have you had success pretty much in doing that over the years?
You bet. That's been my life, from my family to my business to my recreation.
You haven't had any sleepless nights at all?
Not anymore.
Well, that's good to know. Well, Al, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. A career that, as you said, spanned, 38 years, and a lot of connection to the aircraft industry. And what are you going to be doing in the next few years? You got plans? You're going to go around the world, something like that?
Well, I think my travel is largely over. I'm still very healthy. But as I look around the international scene, I'm glad I got to go to some places then, because I don't think I'd want to go back to them now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in this country that my wife Judy and I haven't yet seen, so I think most of our travel will be domestically from this point. But we've got three kids around the country, and grandkids and even great-grandkids, so we'll be seeing them.
Thanks, Al. Al Higdon, our guest, a longtime advertising executive in Wichita. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.